My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda wants him to meet the family, but Davin just wants to screw Swedish midget prostitutes instead. So listen and enjoy.
And I put this in capitals. I know there are still lies out there that you have not come clean with. You either care about me or you are the worst romance scammer ever with terrible timing.
Oh, God!
Why would you tell me before the money was coming, stupid?
I know, really.
Which is the thing that has confused us the most.
Completely.
Because in her mind, my divorce was getting finalized the next day. The money was coming. Then she comes clean, and I ran off to Aruba. I was actually taking a vacation with my family, but she doesn't know that.
No.
I ran away to my little paradise in Aruba.
I always loved the juxtaposition of what fake Davin did and what you were really doing in real life.
Yeah.
You had to say that.
Real Davin's drinking a beer right now in Aruba. Fake Davin's torn up about this. She goes, okay, I guess I care about you. I go, well, nobody wants to be the worst romance scammer ever. So are you ever going to tell me everything that I already know? It does not have to be now, but it will have to be at some point.
Mm.
She goes, ask me what you want, and I will tell. I go, I think I will wait to ask your questions for when I can see you. You may tell me anything you wish right now, however. Because she can write whatever she wants. But I'm saying you can tell me whatever you want.
I just have to interject that Trucker Tom says in the chat, now I know she's a woman. She keeps trying to change the subject mid-argument.
Yeah.
Good point.
But that's another thing that we go, she's got very womanly things.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. And it wasn't always the case.
No. Sometimes she was just very direct.
She pretty much called me a bitch.
Yeah.
She was like mad up.
Yeah.
How abusive my wife was being.
Yeah. She was like, what are you, some kind of pussy? Yeah. It's like, excuse me?
I am, but that is neither here nor there. Excuse me.
I guess you do know me well.
I guess I've really shown my true self to you.
Yeah. No, there at times she seemed very from a masculine point of view.
Yes.
But right now, yeah, she's being a girl.
And a lot of times in these fights, I'm a girl. I fight like a woman. I fight dirty.
With little claws.
Yes.
Meow.
She goes, okay, if you say so. I go, what does that mean? She goes, you are waiting to ask me a question. When you see me, I'm cool with that. I go, okay, I'm looking forward to seeing you. She goes, okay, would you like to see my cousin? I go, anybody could be your cousin. I mean, I don't mind seeing him, but it'll prove nothing. But if you wish for me to see more of your family, then sure. Because it's true. She can bring anybody.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, okay, then I guess you won't mind seeing Kasia. That's the daughter.
Oh, okay.
I go, I'd love to see Kasia. So your cousin knows about us then? I ask. She goes, yeah, he does. I have told him a lot about you. I go, what'd you tell him? She goes, told him I am dating a guy on Facebook and showed him your pictures. I go, and what did he have to say about all of this? She goes, we are really close and it will be nice if you get to know him. She wants me to meet the family.
Oh, boy.
I go, what does he think of you dating a guy across the world that you met on the internet under false pretenses?
I will get to know him
if you wish. I'd love to meet more of the scamming family.
Unbelievable.
She goes, I told you why I did it. Why do you still use that against me? And it's fine if you don't have to meet him. Because she desperately needed money. That's why she did it, of course.
Yeah. No. But
remember, she initially, like within like a moment, she loved me and she wanted me to get her a laptop from Malmart. Malmart.
Yes.
It's so hard to get Malmart to deliver to Accra.
I like Malamars.
No, Malmart.
Oh, sorry.
I go, no, you misunderstood. It's not judgment, but it's how we met. I told you I would meet him. What is your problem? She goes, it's fine. You don't have to meet. I'm not angry. It's okay. I go, WTF. Mark Maron should have goes, hey, that's my trademark. I go, WTF, I told you I would. I go, you must be a girl because you're psycho.
Nice.
She goes, it's okay. How's your marriage going?
Oh, that's exactly what Tom said. She keeps changing the subject, which she doesn't like how it's going.
Exactly. I go, I know it's okay. Are you on your period or something?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, fake Davin. That's very bad.
And by the way, real wife does not like it when real Davin insinuates that when she's being bitchy.
Oh, yeah. No. You know what? No woman likes that.
Much safer with an ocean across. Much safer.
Yes.
I go, oh, my marriage is just dandy. It's unicorns and lollipops over here. Because remember, I'm trapped in I'm getting divorced for her because my current wife just wants me for my money.
Yes.
Which is something I don't want to go on that type of relationship again. And clearly I'm barking up the right trip. She goes, is your wife still with you? I go, sometimes she comes and goes. Now let's recap. Remember, my wife was living at our shore house.
Yes. She was living at the shore house until Hurricane Sandy blew it away.
Blew it away, then the wife and kid had to move up here. She goes, sometimes she comes and goes. A lot of times she stays with friends, but she has full access to the house. It makes it really tough to bang Swedish midget prostitutes. She goes, and where is your kid? I go, sometimes she stays with me, but mostly with my wife. My wife is afraid of doing anything to piss me off until we are divorced, since apparently I am a quote-unquote flight risk. Because remember now,
right.
I fled to Aruba. I can't go wherever I used to go.
Right, right. Well, but you know what's cool about her is that how she lets you get away with lines like, I can't bang Swedish midget prostitutes. She's just like, la-da-da, skips right over it.
She's like, no, sure you can. It's fine. She goes, oh, okay, so is the case still in court? Because she knows once the case is done, the money comes.
Yeah.
I gotta get back on the calendar to finalize it. When I ran to Aruba, I fucked myself good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually curse with her.
No.
She goes, okay, so seriously, what does your cousin think of all this? If it was somebody I loved, I would tell them to run for the hills.
Yeah.
She goes, he thinks if we care about each other, then we'll last. If not, we just won't happen. I go, that's very true. She goes, I know. I go, what does he think of you dating a white guy? She goes, he thinks it's cool since you are the first white guy in my life. I go, variety is the spice of life. You are my first black girl, but not my life, just to date.
I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
I go, so you were going to tell me how many men you had been intimate with.
Oh, you're asking her number.
Yeah.
Oh.
She goes, three. I go, did you love them all? She goes, yeah, I did. She goes, and what of you? I go, I think it's better I not say. We come from different worlds and you might hate me.
This is the guy that writes porno.
Yeah, well, Zach, I write it. I don't do it.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? This is your moral standard. I think that you've been banging some mad chicks.
Well, I'm very complex.
Yes.
I go, let's just say a bit more than three. She goes, okay. I go, well, that was very nice of you. She goes, what was nice of me? You just said okay. Most women would have pressed it. You are easily satisfied. She goes, it doesn't really matter, I guess, really. Now you think it's a guy.
How would you know she's easily satisfied? She won't give you any cyber.
She's Buzzkill Belinda.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.